Zok the Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Shoy Ladam, a person can borrow, Mechaveri, from his friend, Kadeh Yayin, jugs of wine, Kadeh Shemen, jugs of oil. Ubuvav, the only thing we're asking for, as long as Shalay Yoimeloi, he shouldn't say to him, Halveini, lend it to me. Now what's wrong with saying, Halveini, lend it to me, on Shabbos? In Lashon Kodesh, there are really two words which mean borrowing. There's shaila and there's halva. The verb would be either lishaila or lilvais. Shaila, that refers to things that you take and you give back. Did you learn about the dalet shomer? One of them is a shail. Borrow something. He borrows an ox. He borrows a plate. He borrows a pot, an axe. Halva refers to items where what you take is not what you're giving back. You replace it or you repay it. If you're taking food, you're not giving back the same food. If you're taking money, you're not giving back the same money. You took a cup of sugar, giving back a different cup of sugar. You took a dollar, you're giving back a different dollar. Furthermore, when we use the term halva, it's for a long period of time. 30 days. Unless specified differently, stam halva is shloishim yom. In other words, if I say, with the term halva, halveini, please, can you please halveini a dollar, $10, $100, $500, $5,000? You can't come to me a week later and say, give it back. We didn't make up a time. Stam halva is 30 days. But shaila, if I use the term shoyel, can I please have your bava kama gemara? You can come back even an hour later and say, okay, I hope you enjoyed it, but I need it now. So what does all this have to do with Shabbos? Why is it that Shabbos, the din is, shoyel adam mecheveri, kadi yayim v'kadi shemen, that you can borrow it, but don't say the Lashon of Halva. What difference would it make? Well, this is the answer. Chachamim were concerned. If I'm lending you something, and you're using the term Halva, I mean, you don't have to pay me back for 30 days. This could be forgotten. I better write it down. Chas v'shalom is going to be writing it on Shabbos. On the other hand, if he uses the term Hashileini, so he knows that I know, that he knows, that I know, that at any minute I can come and ask for it back. So we don't think that this is something that you feel is going to be forgotten, that you have to write down. Now really, this is a case of shaila, not halva, regardless, because I'm taking wine, I'm not giving back the same wine, I'm going to drink the wine and get him different wine. However, we're still scared that if you use the lashon halveini, somehow, psychologically, people think, oh, that's a long-term thing, I better write it down. He may forget that it's Shabbos, and he's going to write it down. So once again, Shoyalada mechaveiro, a person may borrow from his friend, kadayayin, pitchers of wine, v'kadayshemen, pitchers of oil, v'bulvad provided, shalo yoimele, should not say to him, halveini. V'cheinu isha mechaveto, the same is true in regard to a woman who wants to borrow from her friends, kikaretz, loaves of bread. Really, kikaretz means loaves, but here it means loaves of bread. Why is this a chiddush? I mean, if you can do it for wine, why can't you do it for bread? So the Shoshana Ledavid explains, you know, women don't usually write down these things. They don't write down debts that one owes to the other. So I would think maybe, even if you use the term halva, it's okay. So Dr. Mishnah, no. Even in regard to an Isha Michavrita, you can't use the term halva. You can't say halveini. Now, what do we do if the lender doesn't trust this person that is going to repay the wine or the oil? We can't write it down, and he does need the wine or oil for Shabbos, or in the case of the Yisha Mechavrita, the loaves of bread, Zak the Mishnah of him, Einem Emino, if he doesn't trust him. So here's the Eitz. Maniach, he can leave over Talisai, his Talis Etzloi Bahim. And that's like a mashkin, like a collateral for the load. By the way, when we say Talis over, we don't necessarily mean a Talis with tzitzis. Talis means the cloak. Now, you're not supposed to say beferish, okay, this is the talis. If I don't give back the wine, you get my talis. We don't say that beferish. But we understand, I'm leaving you my talis, and he understands that this is the security for the loan. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, v'oisei my cheshbon, and they can sit down and cheshbon out how much money he owes him, but li'achar Shabbos, only after Shabbos. During Shabbos, you're not supposed to cheshbon out the exact amount. V'chein, the same halach would apply to Erev Pesach, the Yerushalayim. If it's Erev Pesach, in Yerushalayim, Shechal Liyais B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Let's say the first night of Pesach, Seder night, is Mitzvah Shabbos. So Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. When do you bring the Karban Pesach? On Shabbos. What do I do if I forgot to get a lamb before Shabbos? Now I have to somehow get it on Shabbos. So I go to the man who sells lambs and I say, can I have a lamb? And the man who's selling the lamb is saying, you know, it's Erev Pesach, there are hundreds of thousands of people. How am I going to remember? How am I going to know you're going to pay me? If he doesn't say that, he's thinking that. Okay, so we don't have to say anything. Just maniach talisa yetzla. He takes his talis. The person who wants the lamb takes his talis, leaves it by him. And he takes his carbon Pesach. And here too, I see my cheshbin. They make a cheshbin liachar yamtiv after yamtiv. Just like you know to make the cheshbin on Shabbos, you can't do so on yamtiv. So you have to wait until after the first day of Pesach, till the first day of Chalamay, to cheshbin out how much he owes him for the carbon, for the animal. Now really, there's another problem over here that the Batanura points out. In order to be makar of a carbon, you have to take the animal and you have to be magdish it. You have to officially give it kedusha. You're not supposed to do that on Shabbos. Sakta batanura, but in this case, meaning that we have no choice. If we're going to wait till after Shabbos, it's too late. So Chazal did allow him to do it. So once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned you can borrow from your friend jugs of wine or jugs of oil as long as you don't use the term halva because we're scared. Halva psychologically means long term and he may come to write it down. Same is true when a woman wants to borrow from her friend loaves of bread. The one who's giving it doesn't trust the person, so the one who's taking it should leave his talis by him. And they can cheshme things out only after Shabbos. Same is true for Erev Pesach and Yerushalayim. He forgot to get his lamb. Oh no, what do I do now? Today is Shabbos. Today I have to be makrovit. Go to the man who has lambs. Take it from him. If he doesn't trust you, leave your talis by him. Take the Karban Pesach. In this case, you're allowed to be magdashit even on Yom Tif. But the cheshbin, the reckoning of how much he owes, that has to be made after Yom Tif.